Now, Matthew Bryza is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs. He is in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. Mr. Bryza says the Russians are not being honest about the intent of their military action in Georgia.
Clearly, this was not a peacemaking operation, as they so disingenuously claim today. I think this is an attempt to, as President Bush said yesterday, unseat a democratically elected government, because the Russians have decided in some way a popular president who is strengthening the country's political and economic freedom is a threat in some way to Russia.
Well, let me put it to you what some analysts are saying, including one who we're going to hear from later in the program, that this is actually not aimed at Georgia or Georgia's president whatsoever, but it's aimed at the West and specifically the United States and George Bush, saying that it's a warning about the expansion of NATO and Russia's security. It's about the nature of the U.S. promoting democracy in places such as Georgia. It's about oil and gas. And it's about Russia feeling ignored even over major conflicts such as Kosovo, that basically this all has to do with the West and specifically America.
I am certain that there is a fit of pique that is driving some in the Russian government toward these policies. And while I may understand the motivations that you just outlined, I and my government categorically rejects them.
Georgians themselves, at least if you go online, and perhaps you've been talking to some or hearing from some, are saying things like, you know, wait until the United States helps us out. Wait until, you know, we get some U.S. intervention here. Where is the United States? What is it doing?
There's no military solution to these conflicts. And we urge the Georgians to avoid engaging in a direct military conflict with Russia, because that's something you can't win. But President Bush made a very tough statement last night that I think had quite an impact on the decision makers in Moscow, which showed that we simply will not stand for this sort of Russian aggression that aims to topple a democratically elected government. So words do matter. And I think those words had an impact. And now our challenge is to muster our economic thinking and assistance in conjunction with the international financial institutions to keep the Georgian economy growing at near double-digit rates, and to build on the resilience of the Georgian economy to ensure its continued stability by assembling an economic assistance package, or an economic support package, I should say. And that's what we're working on right now.
Has Russia become the enemy again of the United States?
Most definitely not. Russia is not an enemy. We are struggling to develop a mutually beneficial and mutually respectful relationship with Russia. Unfortunately, in recent years, it seems Russia has decided it is not interested in a partnership. It is interested in frightening countries, and in this case, overthrowing a democratically elected government.
And aside from maybe the moral imperative of rejecting a country that wants to disassemble a democratic government, something the U.S. has been accused of in the past, we should say, what is the U.S. interest in Georgia and making sure that peace comes to the region soon?
Well, I don't know of any democratically elected governments, at least, you know, in my time in government, we've ever tried to undermine. Saddam Hussein was not democratically elected. And, you know, what we did was in accordance with UN Security Council resolutions. Misha Saakashvili was elected, and in his first election, he won 97% of the vote. So our interests here are threefold. We have interests in energy. That's what first brought us to Georgia. There are very important pipelines that help Europe diversify its supplies of oil and natural gas that traverse Georgia. We have an interest in security and security cooperation. And until yesterday, Georgia had the third largest contingent of soldiers fighting with us in the coalition in Iraq. They're also preparing to deploy to Afghanistan. And then finally, and perhaps most poignantly and powerfully, we have an interest in seeing this remarkable experiment in the development of democracy, which has happened in Georgia since the Rose Revolution, triumph. As I often think, you know, if democracy does not succeed in Georgia, where a peaceful, popular revolution brought to power some of the most pro-reform-minded young leaders we've ever known, well, where can it succeed? And it can succeed here and is succeeding here, and the record of the government stands. Now, it's got a long way to go to strengthen democratic institutions, but its record is, at this point, remarkable.
That's Matthew Bryza, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs. He spoke with us from Tbilisi, Georgia.